Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, here we go. Hour number two over in D.C. with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Of course, we're watching all the games. We've got a big football show going on as well, as we're getting ready for the title games coming up on Sunday. I've got the Toronto game on now with the hockey, and then I'll flip back over to Arkansas. I know they're getting started against Georgia. Late night, we've got that Miami game out in Palo Alto against Stanford, and we'll see how that goes for us as well. Joe, of course, got let down by the Hokies, so not a good scene for him. Even though South Carolina did come through, I guess he had that tied to the Hokies. So no good for Joe on that one. So we have all that. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football / College Basketball. Go! For the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. So Vartek's dead to me. I hope they lose every game the rest of the way, to be honest with you. They absolutely suck. Kid number seven shouldn't even be playing on the team. He single-handedly cost them that game. Down to the human turnover machine. I don't know. You tell me what he was doing. Throwing the ball away, flailing in the wind, not fouling. I mean, under 10 points, they don't even foul. You tell me what was going on. They're letting the guy run down. Unbelievable.
I can't tell you because I wouldn't actually watch the Vatek Georgia Tech game. I wouldn't actually watch it. So I didn't know what would possibly be happening there. Did you know, Joe, also that the golf started today? That they're doing
Wednesday to
Saturday?
You told me that they're going to play Wednesday to Saturday. I should be excited about that.
I guess so. Columbus scores to make it 2-0, which of course I guess I shouldn't have turned the game on. Toronto's out shooting them 23-11, yet they're down 2-0. So nice effort by the Leafs here at home. Ludwig Aubert, this kid, he shoots 9-under in the first round, Joe.
Wow, is he
unfortunate.
Good, Aubert?
Yeah, he's the favorite. He was 9-1. He was the pre-tournament favorite. So there is a couple of your guys. You know who I saw hanging around today? Where did he finish? I saw Toasty hanging around for a while.
Malnati was
hanging around too.
What about Hoey?
Rico Hoey? Let me see here. Okay, let me see. Rico Hoey. I know he's playing. He must be real far down the list. Real far down. I can't even find this guy, Joe. That's how bad of a day he had. Here he is. 4 over, tied for 138th. Not a good scene for Rico this week. Man, Griot too. 6 over for Griot.
What do you want to do?
A lot of guys
had
some bad days. I don't like that this guy Ludwig Aubert out to the lead. There's not enough name value near him for me to try to go after him, Joe. So I'm gonna let it sit right now. I don't like adding anything to the golf at this very moment. I don't like it, so I'm not involved, to be quite honest with you. Let me get into this next. Go ahead.
Let me just say this. Yeah, you're right. No shot. I only bet the receptions. Right. They're saying I completely ignored you. So you're right. I ignored you. I'm taking the yards. I'm not taking the receptions. So
I'll say this to you. I thought I gave you some pretty good pass
you
performance
did.
And things like
but,
that.
But here's the thing. If he's going to get five receptions, he's good, in my opinion, he's going to get the 25 yards. I mean,
Last time he got five receptions. He had five receptions for 7 yards when they played in November.
Yeah, but then,
and that's an anomaly.
Now,
I don't think that's normal, Joe. If a guy gets five receptions,
my point is, the guy gets now. You're hoping the guy gets tackled every time he gets a reception. I mean, which you know, if you're betting the yards, he gets the catch. As all you want is the targets, right?
To your point,
he's going to be targeted in the passing game. So for me, instead of getting the receptions, which, by the way, just because he caught five in this type of game, you don't know. I'd rather the targets lead to the yards to me. So that's where he catches one or he catches three or he catches seven. He should be able to get to the 270.
All three of these games are since Brady became the offensive coordinator. He doesn't normally have 4 or 5 catches a game. For some reason, he does every time they've played the Chiefs in the last year. So the 3 games, all 4 or 5 catches. That tells me, Joe, one of 2 things. Either Brady is schematically looking that, you know, the passing it off to the running back is a strength against the Chiefs' defense, or the Chiefs' defense gets to Allen a little bit more than other teams do, and there's more dump-off potential.
Well,
so for those 2 reasons, I think the reception, and that actually speaks more to the 5 for 7 the last time they played. So I'm going with the catches.
And they have problems guarding the tight end. I mean, went through the numbers. Brock Bowers, 140. Yeah. Dalton Schultz got to 60 last week.
Now,
Kincaid
didn't play in November. Kincaid didn't play in that game.
I know that. So my point is, he was hurt at that particular time.
And Knox had 40 yards.
Yeah,
Knox had
that's
40
my,
yards.
Right, but the problem. And this is the Josh really likes Dawson. That's his like security blanket.
When Kincaid's healthy, he's got more gas than Knox. Now Knox is out there, but again, it goes back to, I can find you a couple games where Knox had 3 or 4 catches. I can find you a few games where Knox had no catches. It's really just a flow of where they're going. I mean, we've seen Samuel get a couple of catches the last few weeks. I saw a 2 or 3 week string where Mac Hollins was getting a bunch of targets. Like, I think that the Bills are constantly trying to make you guess each week who's going to be the guy that's going to get more targets than the rest. I think that that's something that it's like a guessing game for them. They're comfortable throwing to whoever you're going to take the attention away from, and they don't mind then giving it to those guys.
Right. No, that's a great point. So to your point, I just think that I like Kincaid. I took him already at plus 310. That's my point. Like, you know, Dalton Kincaid at 310 anytime touchdown last week and this week, I think is, you know, in that area, 280 to 300. You can't go wrong. Again, we talk about how they can't cover the tight end. They can't. Isaiah Likely, 100 yards. Hours
of
140.
On
you name it. I mean, you know, that's it. So we'll see. Shots fired. Here we go. Shots fired.
What's
bing, bing. Matias rocking the boat.
Is he?
Yeah, no, he's just saying shots fired. That I'm not going to bet the, not him, some guy saying I don't give you no mind. Well, maybe I don't give him no mind. Now what are you going to say? I give him no mind.
It's okay.
All right?
Whoever thinks that, I can tell you, I don't give Joe any mind, so.
There you go.
It's all right. It's fine.
That's it. Hey, guess what? They're going to leave me at the altar. Let me ask you this. Kincaid has 23, right? Kay Cunningham, right? Now Kyrie's starting to heat up. The game is 2 points. He's got 16. Ja Morant, they're up 30 at the half.
He's got nine.
He's not going to play the third quarter? Not the third quarter?
He's not going to get 16 points in the third quarter. and there's no way he'll play. He's missed already like 17, 18 games this year. So he's not going to play. You're screwed on Morant. He's not getting it done.
Just incredible, you know? It's incredible. All right. I get left at the altar. That's what happens. You get left at the altar.
That's how it goes sometimes, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. So, yeah. So, we'll wait for Carver. I thought it was me, but it is Mike Carver. We'll talk some basketball, just quick bets that I put in. In regards to NBA action, I know Michael join us in just a couple of seconds. I did jump on Steph Curry tonight. Five threes, 30-plus points. We'll see if he can come through against the Kings. I did go against Carver in regards to dogs. I typically think hump day to the end of the week, Friday, Saturday, is all dogs. If you want to back favorites, I do it on Monday and Tuesday. That's just the way I play college hoops. I did take a shot on Miami plus the 10.5. I know they're gutless. I know they haven't won a game in conference. I understand that Stanford is better in regards to, you know, just being a better team and a good home team. But I did take a shot with the Hurricanes coming off a blowout loss. We'll see if they can cover the 10.5 a little bit later. Quick update in college hoops. St. John's, this line was 7.5 on FanDuel earlier. The game went to overtime, and now all of a sudden the Johnny's up 69-65 with about 3 minutes left. So we'll keep you updated on that. Other top 25 action about to tip. I believe Ole Miss and A&M will tip at 9 o'clock or right around 9:15. That line was 3.5. They're up 5-3. I sort of liked Ole Miss in that game. Carver does like Arkansas laying the 1.5 against Georgia. It's a no play for me. We'll see if Ole Miss could step up in the SEC. We saw Florida get pushed a little bit to the limit in regards to that matchup. We'll see what transpires in Oxford a little bit later as this game plays out. They're in a TV timeout right now. TV timeout, 15:38 left in the first. Let me give you a quick update on this game for Ole Miss. In-game number right now is -3.5. 133.5 is the number. So keep an eye out for that. I still like Ole Miss. Georgia did start fast in this matchup. You got Georgia up 10-6 on Calipari. Now laying 1.5 on the road. Yeah, 135 and a hook. I mean, now's the you want to take – you know what? You want me to jump in? I'll jump in on Arkansas plus the 106 now that they're down. You want me to take it? Meanwhile, you know, I knew Florida State was going to be in trouble tonight against Cal, and they're struggling. They're down 15-6 out of the gate, Carver. 15-6. Yeah.
So 15-6 out of the gate, huh? Unbelievable.
Cal is all over them. So what do you want to do? I'll tell you what. To show that I'm in good arms, I'll take Arkansas money line plus 138. All right, and I'll
10-6. I mean, go ahead, take them on the money line. Why don't you put it with Cook for four catches? Why don't you do that?
No, I'm gonna put it with Ole Miss to win the game outright. Okay, that's it. Arkansas outright and Ole Miss outright. Is that fair?
Whatever you want to do, whatever you feel comfortable with.
I'm in on it. All right. I don't like it, but I'm doing it for you. Okay?
Thanks, Joe. I'm glad that you waited till you got the better number to do it and feel like you could be involved.
I got plus 150. Plus 150. Now, let me ask you something, seriously, before we transition. If he loses this game, and we have a vested interest, he'll be 0-6 in the SEC. I mean, you're telling me, I said it like this. You'll be going to be 5-13 against the number, okay? This isn't, you know, we're not talking about Missouri. We're talking about Arkansas basketball. That didn't they have, what was his name, Richardson, the former coach?
Way not back, yeah, Richardson. I mean.
No, Anderson. It was Anderson. Mike Anderson, what was his name? Right?
Yeah. Well,
They were at least somewhat competitive.
Like, I mean, Musselman had him in the last eight.
Right, I forgot. Musselman was there, right.
I mean,
no, but so. my point was this. If you're going to be like middle of the road, be like Pittman then and cover games. I mean, Pittman was a covering machine and he goes 7-6. That's acceptable. You're Cal, you're number one. You're getting smashed. You haven't won an SEC game and we're paying you $12-15 million. I mean, you got to do better than that. No?
I mean, obviously, yeah. I mean, he's got to do better.
Musselman was catching 7.5 against Nebraska tonight.
Yeah, I know. That's not an easy trip to go to the cornfield.
Meanwhile, look at this. St. John's might cover this line. 73-67, $1.39 left in OT. They laid 7.5 pre-tip.
So St. John's came back to get the game to overtime, and now they're going to cover? Sick.
They're up six. Unbelievable.
That's tough
how these games.
Xavier.
It's unbelievable how these games play out. It really is. Here comes Florida State, though, making a run, 17-12. See, Musselman
were
hanging in there.
They were laying on out in Cal, right? They were laying in that
two and
game?
A half. They were laying, I think, 2.5. We're getting smashed, Carver. They're down 9. Oh, man. This guy's gutless. This guy, Cal, is gutless. He really is.
Man, that's not a good start.
Not a good start. We're at home, nonetheless. We're at home.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. How bizarre is it, Joe, you being the college football, and I know it's true, the encyclopedia of college football, you love college football so much. How crazy and bizarre is it to see all these pictures of snow all over Tiger Stadium at LSU? I just saw a picture of Florida State, Doak Walker, with snow all over it. Guys are out playing in the snow out on the field at Florida State. LSU's had these great shots. How bizarre is it to see all these historic Southern college football stadiums covered in snow like it's South Bend or Columbus?
I wish.
Or Happy Valley. It's so weird.
I would love it, Carver. I would absolutely love it to see if that we could play games in Baton Rouge, Death Valley in the snow. That would be fantastic. Are you kidding me? I mean, that would be amazing. Amazing. No?
Sure. It's so weird. I guess the whole thing's weird, seeing a snowstorm like that. Down in the South, it's crazy, right? Never happened.
It's nuts. I mean, Florida, snow like that in Florida, 10 inches in Pensacola.
I mean, there's the Bourbon Street covered in snow in New Orleans. Like, it's just bizarre to see, that's for sure. So we're looking for Arkansas to get going here. They're down 7 at the under 12. We need him to get to work. Ole Miss is up 15-7 on Texas A&M.
That's good.
Boise getting smashed in Colorado State tonight. Jeez.
What? Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
I think I'm putting in a late night, just a late night special.
What is this, NBA?
And this guy. Yeah. This might not be good.
What are you looking at?
What about this Bones Highland tonight?
What about this Bones Highland? He says.
Four threes.
Bones Highland.
I mean, this guy hasn't made four threes. Bones. What I mean, about, he's barely.
What about this? What about this Bones Island? Joe says.
What?
What about him, Joe?
You want to take a shot? Nah. I mean, they're gonna get smashed by the Celtics tonight. Are the Celtics gonna roll, or no?
You want to do step?
They're gonna boat race them.
Oh.
They're going to boat race them. Nobody's playing for the Clippers. No Harden, no Zubac.
Really?
They're all out. Literally, they benching everybody. They're playing the C team, guys. You know, I'm thinking about taking Amir Coffey, you know, or maybe a Nick Batum on threes, because Nico Batum's going to get some playing time today. So he's got three green lights tonight. But Joe's right. You know, Bones Highland is going to ball hog. Bone Highland takes so many bad shots, guys. He does. That's why he sits the bench the whole time. But tonight,
does he take threes,
Joe. He's very reckless with it, though. I'm telling you right now, if he misses the first three, he's going to be 0-12 by the end of the night. But if
How about Bones for 20 since no one else is playing? Can Bones get 20?
I don't trust him, guys, because you know because Tyler doesn't like him. He has to play the right way.
I'll tell you what, I'm doing a special. Malik Monk for 20 and Bones Highlands for 20.
Why not mess with Celtic props? They're all gonna score tonight.
Take house of threes. They're going to be up if that's the case. They're going to be up by 30 and pull everybody. I'm not doing it.
That's why. Hauser.
No. I'm taking Bones Highland for 20. Okay. And Malik Monk has got back to back games with 20 plus. Let him ball tonight. I'm in Bones Highland and Malik Monk for 20.
You just like the name Bones.
Where is Ja Morant? Is Ja Morant? Can I get an update on where Morant is?
There's no way this guy's gonna.
I don't think FanDuel is updating the number. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Barbara and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. I wanted to get this to you before we get out of here because we haven't talked about this yet. We have had a couple of head coach hirings since me and you have last talked. We saw this Balky got chopped. I mean, you knew that was coming. Basically the con told you a few weeks ago, well, if, you know, a coach coming in wants to talk me into getting rid of him, then we can. I guess the Liam Cohen saying no and going back to Tampa was enough to him to say, I guess I can't have Balky around. No one wants to work with him. So he chopped that guy, and he's out. But let's do the hirings. First, since it was today, Aaron Glenn to the Jets. Your thoughts, Joe?
I mean, it's a typical Jet hire, but for everybody that's heard, you know, Aaron Glenn, that all you hear is he understands everything, the scouting, the quality control, and they keep, you know. But again, I didn't think his defense was all that good. So, okay, so maybe he's a better facilitator than he is, you know, just the X's and O's. Maybe he's that type of coach, and he could coach up. But again, it's the same type of coach. And now he wants Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers, again, is the biggest personality in that room, right? It's the same problem that they have. It's the same problem. How is it going to get better? We're not talking about Jared Goff. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers that doesn't listen to anybody. And you're telling me Aaron Rodgers is going to listen to Aaron Glenn? In what way?
Look, first of all, A, you're right. The first thing you said was what I was going to key on to. I don't understand why they keep doing the same thing, right? Like, you've been bad for so long, and this is nothing against Aaron Glenn. I've heard all the same things you have. He's a great The players respect him, and he's a guy that they'll play for, and he's former Jet. They've done the first-time coach defense, great defensive coordinator route with Bowles. They did it with Salah. They're doing it, and that's just in recent history. You want to kick it back further, Joe. They obviously did it with Herm. I mean, the man genius, I guess you could say, genius was a little bit of everywhere. Rex has worked out more than anyone else, but they love the first-time head coach on the defensive side. And all in all, Joe, it hasn't worked when they've done this. Maybe this time will be different, but generally...
I just don't see it.
Now, I get it. The one time they went offense, and they went with somebody who was a head coach before, it was an even worse disaster, which was with Gase. I get it. But that's just that you hiring the wrong guy. God bless and good luck, Joe, with Aaron Glenn, because here's what I do know.
Go ahead.
If he doesn't have a quarterback and he doesn't win, he's going to be out in 3 years just like all these other guys, just like they all are. And I saw a story tonight that says Glenn told Woody he does want Rodgers to be there next year. So he wants to keep Rodgers.
Right. Yeah. But again, Carver, this is the problem, right? The problem is this, and it's simple. If I'm a Jet fan, I would much rather have Pete Carroll for another go around than Aaron Glenn. You know, I'll continue to say this. Like, you're not going to, the problem is he wants now Aaron Rodgers. The minute you bring back Aaron Rodgers, he's going to start saying, Aaron, we need this. Aaron, we need that. The lack of chemistry in the locker room from day one is going to be no different with Aaron Glenn as head coach than Robert Saleh. You have a personality that's bigger, that doesn't respect anybody in the room, and tell me how it's going to get better. How is it going to get better? How are the young players going to look up to Aaron Glenn when you have Aaron Rodgers just doing his own thing? But Aaron Glenn knows, but wait a second. Aaron Glenn knows, to your point, because it's New York, it's go big or go home, right? That you can't start over with a rookie quarterback because then they're right back to square one. This is potentially a 4 or 5 win football team at best. So you bring back the veteran with the hopes of, oh, we could be a 9 win football team, wild card team, and then I sell it for year 2 and year 3. That's the hope.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's
like,
the hope.
You're hoping that, I mean, the nuts and bolts was that this roster was playoff caliber this year. That's the nuts and bolts of the thing.
Was it?
I didn't say that I agreed with that. I know that you didn't agree with that. Many thought that this roster was playoff caliber and that they were just a quarterback away. That's what they all thought.
Right.
They were just a quarterback away. But yet they won less games with Rodgers as the quarterback this year than they did the year before.
Right.
With
the
combination of Zach Wilson and a whole bunch of other stiff.
But now they're going to sell, well, look at Aaron Rodgers. He finished third in this, second in this. When the bright lights weren't on the team anymore and they were out of playoff contention, then all of a sudden they beat up on garbage teams. Big deal. Compared to stats. Big deal. Again, I don't buy it. It's window dressing. And if you're a Jet fan, you got to be upset. You got to be upset because you're spinning your wheels. You're stuck in neutral again. Mm. What are you doing? And who's he going to hire for coordinators? I'll tell you what. I'll tell you this. I would have taken a shot on Kingsbury over, and having Kingsbury pick a quarterback and working with him than that. We talk about hot coordinators. Combs stayed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I would have taken a shot on Brian Flores. I'm sorry. Than Aaron Glenn. At least Brian Flores had a top 10 defense at one point.
And Flores also you could sell as he knows what it is to be a head coach.
Right.
Made mistakes and maybe right. has and learned from those mistakes.
And he coached in the AFC East.
And coached in that division. So there's a couple of things there that probably would have.
What's wrong with that? Those are two names I would have taken in a heartbeat. I would have taken right. Flores. I would have taken Kingsbury. I would have taken Pete Carroll. Heck, I tell you what,
Kingsbury is smart. Now listen, this was his first year back. He's been obviously. Listen, these jobs are also all predicated on who is getting you those jobs, and Cliff Kingsbury is going to be very lucky that he is getting Jaden Daniels, because that's going to get him another head coaching opportunity sooner than later. But I think he would be smart to do one more year with Jaden Daniels after this. Who's hiring him now, Joe? I mean, look, these jobs suck that are out there right now. If I was
Kingsbury, what about the Jaguars? Jaguars,
it's not a good job.
Why isn't it a good job?
Because the owner is a clown. Because the owner's a clown.
Forget the that's all right.
No, but it's you not know forget the owner, Joe, because that's why the Jets always lose. And it's why the Jaguars always lose. And it's why the Browns always lose. And it's why the Bears always lose. It ownership matters, Joe. If the owner is an idiot, it matters.
Yeah. Why is the owner an idiot, though? Because he fired Balky today?
No, he's crazy. That's why. Because he's nuts. That's why.
Well, he kept Peterson there for how long? There's talent there. Lawrence, Etienne, Bigsby, Christian Kirk, Ryan Thomas. Why wouldn't you want to coach there?
No one wins in Jacksonville, Joe, except for Tom Coughlin. No one wins in Jacksonville. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. You know, Joe, it's like, it's tough because I'm obviously backing these guys tonight, so it's a little bit rough. Like, you weren't kidding about the Squin Geely with Calipari. Like, you got to see this guy on the sideline here. Like, what is happening here? They're getting beat up on the glass, missing free throws. Every time I turn around, George is shooting another free throw. Calipari standing out there with the red jacket on, holding his hands in the air. Like, what's happening out here?
They're gutless. They're gutless. I'm telling you. So
here we go. We're shooting free throws again, Georgia. I mean, all Georgia's done in the first half is shoot free throws. That's why they're up 12. Gutless. Next. What'd you think of Ben Johnson going to Chicago?
It makes sense. Here's the thing, though. You tell me, right? Let me ask you this. The correlation to Ben Johnson coaching in the NFC North, right? And thinking about that, I don't know if it's that great of a fit. We'll see what he could do with that offense with Caleb and all those playmakers. But I don't know if he's going to hit the ground running. And here's the thing. He's already calling out LaFleur, you know, saying that he beat him both times. You have a quarterback that's raw. You have a quarterback that you need to elevate. And you're working with a Super Bowl quarterback. He didn't win it, but he was a veteran in terms of Jared Goff. We're not talking about, you know, a young second-year guy that has to learn a new scheme in year one that wasn't very good in terms of the understanding the intangibles of the game. And call it what it was. I just didn't think Caleb Williams was Jaden Daniels. I didn't think it was anything close. He didn't understand time management. He looked like a deer in the headlights at particular times during the game, held the football way too long, turnovers, took sacks. Are you going to change that in year one? Is that going to be Ben Johnson's scheme all of a sudden going to elevate? I'm not so sure. I would have taken another job. I would have taken another job. I really would have. But, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, he was really leaning into the NFC North stuff at the press conference.
Let's get real for a second, okay? You were the product of a lot of talent. And, you know, so now we're going to see, was it the play calling or was it the talent?
Right. It's like I said, I always remember I made the joke to you when Sark got the Texas job. I said, well, you know, who was the quarterback when he was there? It was Tua, right, Joe? Was Tua there when Sark was at Alabama? Who was there that year? I forget who it was. Might have been Bryce Young and a couple of other guys. And I said, he ain't bringing all that talent with him at Austin. It's right. The same thing. You know, Ben Johnson's not bringing Goff, St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Montgomery, Gibbs, LaPorta, Sewell, Penny Sewell. You know, those guys don't come with him. How good that offense is. So you got a lot of work to do there because Caleb Williams spent most of the year on the ground. As he got the beat out of him the entire year. So you better figure out, get some guys to block, or else it ain't gonna matter what kind of scheme they try to run, because he needs to be able to actually stand there and throw the football. That's the only way it's gonna work.
Yeah, and their offensive line is terrible. Detroit had one of the best offensive lines in football. So again, and who's he gonna? He wants to call the plays, right? So we know how good that goes with head coaches that all of a sudden, you know, want the responsibility. Let's see how good it is. McCarthy couldn't do it. He had to give it up. LaFleur, all of a sudden now, hit the skids in year number two with Jordan Love, right? I mean, we'll see.
Can't have it, Joe. I cannot have it. And one other thing. Now, this isn't official yet.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys have now talked to Brian Schottenheimer, interviewed him twice over the last 2 days.
Perfect.
Can you imagine if Jerry hires Brian Schottenheimer?
This is it. He doesn't want to. Look, everybody that says Jerry cares about winning, he doesn't. He wants a patsy for a head coach that he can muscle around, and that's it. Let's be honest. He could have had Dion. You fill asses in the seats. You bring back some fanfare. Whether you win a home game or not, at least Dion's there. It'll be a show, right? You get gutless Marty Schottenheimer's kid. I mean, Brian Schottenheimer, was the offense all that great? I didn't see them wowing anybody this year. And let alone it was on McCarthy's staff. You're telling me this is the guy you're going to hang your hat to? Brian Schottenheimer? It's typical, though. You'd be shocked that the Jets would probably hire Schottenheimer, too. It's either Aaron Glenn or Schottenheimer, right? Same type of thing.
Just, it's bizarre, Joe, how some of these teams do this stuff.
We actually make a run here. We're down 12, Carver. Could this team absolutely step up? This team do something
like, and they're so, you know, they're also, and I know most college teams are like this, they're just awful from the line too.
I did it.
That kid just made two. It gets it to 11. But like, they're missing free throws.
This team is 0-5. They're 11-7. You look at some of the teams that they had played. This team, they played Lipscomb and beat them by 16. They beat Troy by 16.
Georgia at home.
Pacific,
they should beat Georgia
Little
at home.
Rock, Maryland, Eastern. I mean, you got to be.
We're making a little push here before the half, Joe. We're making a little push.
What push?
Until this clown gets hit with an offensive foul on the other end. Unbelievable. Carver and Lisa, Sports Good Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Arkansas is just getting punked here. It's 35-21. Make it 35-23. They just got about
two minutes to go in the first.
I think we got no shot either. Nebraska up 2 on USC at the half. Cal is up 4 on Florida State as they're almost at the half. Yeah. Kansas State's up 4 on Baylor at the half.
Yeah, we got no shot.
This is up 7 on Texas A&M.
We got no shot.
Boise's actually close to within 6 of Colorado State. They were getting destroyed in that game, so they must have been on a furious comeback. And, of course, late night, Miami and Stanford. I'm on Stanford. Joe's on Miami in that game for the late night hour. Elsewhere, Joe, I guess you didn't. I told you that Ja wouldn't play a lot. I mean, it's 106-82. I'm guessing he didn't go in there much. He's got 11. So that didn't go well for him. Did you get the 25 from Cade?
Yeah, I got it from Cade and Kyrie. I didn't get it from, obviously, Ja's out there, but he's dishing the ball off. They're up by 30. He's got 12 assists. He's got 10 assists. I mean, all of a sudden, this is the night he doesn't want to be a pig. But they're only up 22. I mean,
I played.
They're up 22, though. Are they going to keep him in up 22?
It's not even at this point so much will they keep him in. It's not like you need 5 points. You need like 14 or whatever it is, right? I mean, like you need. He's not going to look to score that much when they're up by so much. He scores a lot in the close games.
He's not going to score a lot in these blowouts. But if this game gets to like 14, 15, you don't think he could put in 14 points? I mean, he hasn't taken a shot. The guy's played 22 minutes. He's got 5 shots. I mean, you explain that to me. He's got 5 shots.
I played De'Aaron Fox for 30 in the Warrior King game. And I played this Amir Coffey for 3 threes in the Clipper game.
Amir Coffey.
That's what Matias said. Matias said he's getting the gas tonight because everyone's out.
There you go.
Amir Coffey is who he said to play.
I went to this Bones Highland. Hopefully Bones can step up. Big bad Bones.
Bones has been in the doghouse, man. It's like single digit minutes the last month.
I mean, how gutless? We're down by 14 at the half in Fayetteville. I told you they were going to get smashed. I told you, though. You don't listen to me. We got to bet them Saturday against Oklahoma. That's when they'll probably be kept. Oklahoma's 14-4. They'll be home dogs. They'll cover that game. That game, what do you think that line is? Probably about 8.5. 6.5 to 8.5.
No way.
No? What do you think? Oklahoma's 14-4. What do you think they're going to be catching? Oklahoma's 14-4.
Hold on here, Joe.
Okay, here we go.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on a second here.
Yeah, keep it. Yeah, hold on a second. I'm holding.
That number will be trying to find a similar.
What are you going to find? They're 14-4, 1-4 in the SEC. They're 11. They're going to be 11-8. 11-8, 0-6 in conference.
Oklahoma will be
7.
4-point favorite. 4.5.
No, more than that, Carver. They'll be 5.5, 6. No way. And then you know what? I'm going to jump in then. 5.5, 6-point home dog, that'll be an area to jump in. Saturday, it's an 8:30 tip.
You can't bet this gutless team after today.
Oh, I can. 8:30 at night on Saturday night, I'm betting them. I'm telling you. Especially when they're catching 7.5.
It's not going to be that high.
Who's this? Appalachian. What'd he say? He agrees with you? Appalachian.
Carver, 100%
fact. Yeah, with the Duval County. Okay. A lot more talent than some of the other teams, guys.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Great job by Matias. We'll be back with you here tomorrow on the grid. Ask the ticket. See you then. Good night, everybody.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.